And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You listen to Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, chants from around the world, things of that nature. First track is going to be from the Martyrs of Sound. And this is simply entitled Om Namo and features the mantra Om Namo Guru Dev Namo from the release Mantra Chill. These guys are from Oregon and they got a few really nice independent CDs out. This is quite a long track, so I don't know if I'm going to let the whole thing go. We're going to see how it builds and take it from there. I hope you're doing good. We'll be back in a little while just to let you know a little bit about what the meaning of these Sanskrit words, Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. It's basically an offering to the Guru, whether it be a person or whether it be intuition. Back in a while. Enjoy.
Panga-vilokanim Bhagavatim Mandasmita-shrimukim Vatsalyamrita-varshanim sumadhuram Samkirtanalapinim Shyamangim madhusikta-saktim Amrit Varshanim sumadhuram Samkirtanalapini Shyamangim madhusikta suktim Amrita
back. You listen to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. We just heard from the artist Wah with a track simply entitled Opening, which is a prayer offered to Amma, sometimes known as also as the Hugging Saint. A full name, Mata Amrit Anandamayi. So that was like a meditation on her. I guess in the role of Guru, like we opened with Om Namo Guru, Guru Dev Namo by Marches of Sound from Oregon. And we mentioned before that the Guru comes in many shapes and forms. In Sanskrit, there's some useful terms. Chaitya is like intuitive, like you think intuition means it's like to be taught from inside, you know, it's like teachings that resonate from within. And Shiksha is means instructional, like a teacher. And then there's the term Diksha, which means like a formal exchange of vows with a teacher. It just kind of deepens the relationship a little bit. So for many people, Amma is plays a role as the physical, the manifestation or the embodiment of divine presence, the presence of the Divine Mother. The beginning of the prayer that you heard just chanted, Jayamo, means like Jaya is like to meditate upon, so you can right away you can see this like a meditation on her, but not just as the person herself, but as a representative of this higher nature or this divine nature. Some other words in there, Vatsalya Amrit Vashinim means that it's like the nectar of motherly love or affection being showered. Sumaduram Sankirtanam Alapinam. So Sankirtanam is like kirtan, the chanting of divine names, accompanied with musical notes, sung very sweetly. And definitely Amma is somebody who is a great lover of kirtan, or that style of connecting with the absolute through chanting, through mantras. Next track, actually I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements and we'll be right back. You listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver.
CITR and Beatroot present Skills for Performing Artists Through Community Engagement, or Space Camp, a free weekend of workshops and panels led by local experts in a variety of indie music-related fields. Featuring keynote speaker Ian McKay and a Saturday night rock show with Calvin Johnson, The Evaporators, New Sensei, and The Bank Dogs. Space Camp runs September 8th and 9th at Chapel Arts, 304 Dunleavy Avenue, and is open to all ages. Admission is by donation, but please register in advance at safeampspacecamp.tumblr.com.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
So in the next set, going to hear lots of different stuff. Somebody else that talked quite a bit about intuition or those that guidance from within is Bob Marley. There's a great quote of his, and he talks about listening to that voice within It's going to guide us in the right direction always. There's many ways to kind of reveal or peel off layers to make that voice a little louder in our consciousness. And these different forms of meditation and yoga for that purpose, to that end. That ultimately we become connected in yoga. That's what yoga means. It means to be connected, to be in union, or to be one with that grace or that guidance. Somebody I talked to, currently listening to the background, DJ Drez, that we talked to at the Wonderlust Festival up in Whistler. We were there over the weekend, also last Thursday, which is why there wasn't a regular mantra show aired. And somebody who he himself has some links to the Rasta culture, Rastafarian culture, followers of Rastafari, and a culture that really embraces mantra, or the chanting of different names of the divine. Jah itself comes from the word Yahweh or Jehovah, depending on which way you want to look at it. So this is a name of God, or a name of the Supreme. I'm going to play two tracks in that vein. First track is going to be by Bhutek from the really amazing release entitled Love Songs to the Source from a couple of years ago. And it's a track entitled Dread in the Babylon, featuring Dr. Israel. And following that, we're going to hear from Anahata Sacred Sound Current, with some, which features Bob Marley looped in there with some other mantras and some rap, which is kind of geared towards chanting process as a means of connecting with higher consciousness. And from there on in, we'll just see how it goes. We're back in about half an hour, just to kind of wind down towards the end of the show. Hope you're doing good. You're listening to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. This is Bhutek with Dread in the Babylon.
Them Russian today. Dread in a Babylon. Dread in a Babylon. Dread in a Babylon. Dread in a Babylon.
It takes a joyful sound. the trumpet, lift your voice, we are triumphing, rallying on the heart of the coming, no matter what they come with, I'll never chant your name on the summit, from the navel, chakra, stomach, and with my chill, I'm blazing a little supernatural force, the summit, I transform matter to my puppet, don't look on evil, think nothing of it, cancel, clear, delete, and cut it, I'm in the world, but not from it, my cup run it over, over flooded, such a denial of free from judgment, by yourself, says easy does it, don't avoid it, and don't rush it, master painter, strokes and brushes, races, everything he touches, silent and joyous and luscious, allergy in the burning bushes, sick of grain to make me cautious, no joy is the force that pushes, towards our greatest dreams and wishes, ambitious for weapon, niches, galaxies of the farthest distance, yet all this exists within this body, mind, that we've been gifted, chant the mind, try hard, don't give it, feel the vibes, raising lifting, awareness expands beyond limits, simultaneously remember different, we ain't religious, we naturalists, I be about my father's business, one with mother, I am a witness, alchemist, flip to the sixes, within the sins, and forgiveness, living in transcendental places, offer up my food and dishes, to the Lord, they more delicious, real love has no conditions.
this can give some pleasure to the senses and to the mind, but things cannot give pleasure to the heart. Love gives pleasure to the heart. Of that experience is the living force, the spiritual nature of who we really are, our inherent love for God. This is a universal principle. When the body and the mind is in harmony, in relationship with our true self, and with God within us, then we can perceive the spiritual relationship with every living being. When we talk about universal brotherhood or sisterhood, there has to be a foundational basis for that to be real. On the physical, mental, and emotional levels, we have so many differences. But on the spiritual level, is a oneness. There is a true relationship. Because we see each other as spiritual parts of our beloved.
We're back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show's called Mantra. We're kind of nearing the end of the show. We've got about 15 minutes left. Let's tell you a little bit about what is being played. We just heard from Radhanathaswamy and Kamananda together. We started out the set with a couple of songs pertaining to Rasta culture. First track was entitled Dread in the Babylon from Blue Tex, wonderful Love Songs to the Source release. And that was closely followed by Anahata, Sacred Sound Current with Joyful Sound from Whispers from Eternity. We started out the whole show talking about the guru, the role of guru, whether it be intuitive or whether it be an embodiment in the form of a person. And in those tracks, you had some references to Marcus Garvey that certainly plays that role in the Rasta culture as being a figurehead or an embodiment of that divine potency. After that, we heard from Lokanath Swami. From a recording, I'm not quite sure where from. It's something that was sent to me. With the mantra Chitta Chodha Yashoda Kibal Navanita Chodha Gopal. This is referring to the this is actually referring to Krishna when he was a baby, or when he was young. So Krishna, as a within the Vedic tradition, Krishna is one of the avatars of the Supreme, and the word which means all attractive. So Chitta Chodha Yashoda Kebal refers to Yashoda is the mother of Krishna, and so it's a chant or the evokes parental feelings towards the Supreme. It is known as Vatsalya Ras. And this is this was followed up by, we heard the Maha Mantra, or the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is said to evoke divine love within the heart, or to evoke divine sentiments within the heart. This weekend, there's a couple of chanting gatherings going on that you might want to check out. First one would be Friday night, Give Peace a Chant, presented by Sandra Lee. You can go to givepeaceachant.org on the internet. I believe it starts at 8 p.m., but you might want to double check. That happens at Open Door Yoga, 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver. And then Saturday night, in Chant Kirtan Gathering at 6 p.m., a little earlier, on Commercial Drive, 10th and Commercial at Unity Yoga Tea House. More information about that, you can go to Enchant Kirtan. That's E-N-C-H-A-N-T. K-I-R-T-A-N. Enchant Kirtan. .com. last couple of tracks are going to be, we're going to hear some more from DJ Drez. We have coming up next week, hopefully, if it's ready, the first of two shows dedicated to the Wanderlust Festival, which just happened in Whistler, British Columbia, which featured so many amazing yogis and artists, performers. Just a wonderful group of people attended this gathering, and so we got a lot of different interviews, including with DJ Drez and also Krishna Das, who was there performing, and many other folks that you may not have heard from or heard of before, but who are really kind of plugged into the that particular scene, raising consciousness through the ancient art of yoga, whether it be sound or posture, asana. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then I'll be right back to close off the show and let you know what the last couple of tracks are going to be.
Distance between Vancouver and Buenos Aires, 11,000 kilometers. From August 31st to September 9, the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival will bring Buenos Aires right at home. www.vlaff.org.
This year on This Fringy Life, life at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival is...
spacey,
lonely, sexy,
untruthful,
mind-bending,
and over the edge.
Each week, on August 22nd, August 29th, and September 5th, we choose two themes and bring you stories on those themes. Tune in on Wednesdays at 6:30 after the Arts Report for This Fringy Life, brought to you by the Arts Report and distributed by CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Download the podcasts at www.citr.ca.
Internet, you can go to mantraradio.co and check out previous shows and upcoming things, announcements. You can also send feedback to me through the website. It's always good to hear from people with suggestions or things that you appreciate or things that you don't agree with. You can get a hold of us for real. Mantraradio.co. Last couple of tracks. We're going to hear, I think in this order, we're going to hear some more from DJ Drez that we're listening to in the background right now with Yearning from Lotus Memoirs. And, following that, we're going to hear more from the Martyrs of Sound with a cover of the Beatles' Dear Prudence, which has some really nice feel to it, some nice lyrics in that song. And Martyrs of Sound, who from the release Songs for Loving and Dying, they've really got some amazing material they put out in the four CDs that I have of theirs, and mostly mantra based, but many other songs which kind of cover aspects of conscious culture. We're back next week 4 p.m. here on CITR Radio in Vancouver. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed some of what I played. Take care of yourselves until then, next week. Namaste.
dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day. The sun is up, the sky's blue, it's beautiful, and so are you, dear Prudence. Won't you come out to play?
Won't you come out to play?